Talk Live, 855, 453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
You know, a lot of people don't expect to be listening to live content on a Saturday evening, so when they say live, they think that it's just a recorded show. But that's the case. Free Talk Live brings you live content 7 days a week. Yes, 7 days a week. I think it's probably the only commercial program that does such a thing, but there may be another one out there. We certainly take you listening to Free Talk Live seriously in that we provide a three-hour program 7 days a week. Now, we've got different hosts that do those programs. I work 6 days a week, I guess from Saturday through Thursday, and my partner Ian generally does something. He gets Sunday off, and Daryl, you're kind enough to sit in, but we've got co-hosts. We managed to make it all fit together here. And the idea is to bring you a program where you can call in and talk about anything. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how you doing?
All's well.
Good.
Awesome. This is a great show. I just picked it up this week, so I've just been listening for a couple days.
We'll shock you at some point. Don't worry.
Okay. You guys were just talking about how Gary Johnson's not on two of the state ballots, and Michigan being one of them. Is it a law here, or is there something that we can do to get him on the ballot?
Michigan, the Libertarian Party is ballot qualified in Michigan, and the Secretary of State actually, for probably the first time ever, interpreted a sore loser law to prevent a presidential candidate from being on the general election ballot because that candidate was on a major party primary earlier in the year. Gary Johnson last December attempted to withdraw from the Republican primary in Michigan. He filed his paper 3 minutes too late. The Michigan Republican Party said, keep him on the ballot. And so now the Libertarian Party tried to put him on the ballot. They said no. Libertarian Party says, okay, there's another party member named Gary Johnson. He's been a life member since the 80s. He lives in Texas. That's the Gary Johnson that we want as our nominee. Michigan Secretary of State says Michigan does not allow substitution, even though in the past Michigan has allowed substitution for vice presidential nominees. And there's something else that's interesting about the Michigan situation.
Sounds like a bunch of lawyering stuff going on.
In 1980, John Anderson was running in the Republican primaries, filed papers to withdraw 38 days late. The Michigan Republican Party said, yeah, pull him from the ballot. It goes to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court left him on the primary ballot, but put him on the general election ballot.
Interesting.
So Michigan, you know, the same situation, 32 years apart, completely different results, same party.
Hmm.
Wow.
It doesn't sound like there's anything you can do, Chris.
You can write Gary Johnson in, and the Secretary of State has said that write-in votes for Gary Johnson in Michigan will be counted. Okay. How accurate that actually is, who knows?
I've never heard of a write-in candidate. I've never even heard numbers for write-in candidates.
Ron Paul in 08 was a certified write-in in California and received 47,000 votes.
Wow.
So is it just this election, or like for next election he can be eligible, or?
If he runs again in 2016, as long as he stays away from the Republican and Democratic parties during their primaries, then he should be able to be on the ballot.
Okay,
assuming that he wants to run in 2016.
He better brush up on his Austrian economics in that
yes.
4 years.
Was he running as a Republican during the primary? And that's
yes.
He did run.
He was on a couple of primary ballots in the primaries.
Just didn't have much of a showing. I don't know if it was the money or what it was.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Yep. You're welcome.
855-450-3733. I think that Gary Johnson's biggest problem was that he was probably the most liberty-oriented candidate next to the most iconic liberty-oriented
right.
candidate that has existed in America. I mean, frankly, Ron Paul's got got cred on the founding fathers in a lot of ways.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's been another 200 and something years of thought since the Enlightenment period. Admittedly, not a lot of enlightenment since the Enlightenment period, but. I think Ron Paul's Ron Paul will give most of the founding fathers a run for their money, and you know, some of them like Hamilton, you know, blow the doors off of him. But you know, Johnson would have been a pretty darn good pro-liberty candidate on the Republican side. He had a lot of cred, but I think that most of his votes went to Ron Paul.
Exactly.
Also, he is a pro-life candidate as opposed to
he's pro-choice. Johnson's pro-choice.
Pardon me. I misspoke when I said that. He's a pro-choice candidate in a pro-life party, basically, when it came to the Republicans. And that's tough to win. So basically, he was pushing marijuana legalization and pro-life. And those are maybe that'll work for a governor. And maybe it will in a purple state like New Mexico, but I kind of doubt it's going to, you know, make it all fly, it's on the national level when you've got all different kinds of Republicans to deal with. There's Republicans out there that are sort of fiscally conservative, but like spending money on the military. There's the people that are just fiscally conservative out there. There's the ones that are very socially conservative that have strong opinions on gay marriage, strong opinions on, homosexuality.
And then there's the mainstream Republicans that love big government and...
Yeah, the ones that they all end up bounding down to.
The Mitt Romneys, the John McCains, the George Bushes.
Indeed. Let's go to Mark in Michigan. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Absolutely capital.
All right, you just talked about the Gary Johnson. You could do a write-in in Michigan for Gary Johnson?
Yeah, Mark, yes. Could you speak right into your phone, please?
Which Gary Johnson are we talking about?
You just write in the name Gary Johnson. It will be counted. And theoretically, it's all going to be counted for the actual Libertarian nominee, Gary Johnson. I just think that the Libertarian Party was trying to do a little switcheroo of, if you don't want this Gary Johnson from New Mexico, we've got another guy named Gary Johnson, and they included the middle initial, which is E. It's Gary E. Johnson from Texas.
Okay.
But you're actually voting for a slate of electors. The presidential candidate is basically just the placeholder instead of listing off.
I don't care who you vote for. You're not voting for the presidential candidate. You're voting for Republican, Libertarian, or Democratic electors to go to the Electoral College in December and then decide who the president is.
Right.
And Michigan actually has a couple of other ballot-listed parties. There's the U.S. Taxpayer Party, which is the Michigan affiliate of the Constitution Party. They got ballot qualified when the National Party was still known as the Taxpayers Party, but because of Michigan law, they weren't allowed to change their name. Otherwise, they would have lost ballot access. And then Michigan also has the Natural Law Party. Even though there are two affiliates, the National Party of the Natural Law, they disbanded.
Yes.
Back in 06, I believe, but Michigan and Mississippi still have a ballot-qualified natural law party.
How do you like this arcanity, Mark?
What's that?
How do you like all this trivia?
It really don't matter to me. I'm not going to vote for a Libertarian or any of the other parties you mentioned. I'm a conservative, so...
So what do you think is a conservative about having to vote for Romney?
He's not all that conservative. I didn't vote for him in the primary.
Virgil Good is a much better conservative than Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
So let me talk to you about this real quick, Mark. Do you realize you only get one vote and that the chances of Romney winning by your one vote are very slim, right?
Right.
So why not vote for the candidate that most fits your beliefs? Rather than picking, red or blue, why not go online and ask the question, I think it's candidatechecker.com or something like that, and find out which candidate most closely represents your thoughts and then vote for that candidate.
That's why I voted for Newt Gingrich in the primary, even though he probably wouldn't win.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, our words belong to us, and we must be responsible for how we use them. And they can produce life or death for us and for all who hear them. They are a gift from God, and when used properly, they are one of our greatest assets. Most of us probably spent many years, if not our entire lives, simply talking without even thinking about what we're saying. Some people say, well, I'm the type of person who just speaks my mind. But that does not make the person wise or pleasant to be with. If you use your words wisely, then I congratulate you. But if you don't, then I urge you to begin asking God to help you and start making changes right away. The more you improve the way you talk, the more your life will improve. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. It is Mark.
And Daryl.
You can call in to Free Talk Live and talk about anything you want. That's what we do here on the program. The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you got into that business in order to do that business and not a bunch of paperwork, following up on accounts receivable and all that stuff, turn it over to SACL CAI. They'll handle those accounts. They'll handle them in a way that treats your business and your customer with respect. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI. So, Daryl, there's a phenomenon in the American voting public's mind, and that is the idea that this is going to be a close election, and it doesn't matter which election.
This is the most important election of my lifetime.
Whether it's 04, 08, 12, or whatever election it is, it's always the most important. And so, therefore, one must not vote for a third party candidate, but they must vote for pick one of the two crap sandwiches that's out there.
Right.
These moderate sort of Republicans and moderate Democrats that really nobody wants, but they all just kind of pick. Here's the gist of it. Basically, American voting public, your vote doesn't matter. I'm going to do the math for you. I don't care who you vote for. It doesn't matter. I'm going to make you a super voting god. I am Q from Star Trek, and I can do whatever I want. And here's your superpower. You can go to any election in American history, any state election among the 50 states or on down into American history, because obviously it diminishes as you go back in time, and you have 100 votes, and you can change the outcome of any election that's within 100 votes in any for any American president throughout time. How many will you change?
None.
Zero. You will change zero if you have 100 votes. And this is thousands of, I got to be close to thousands of elections, at least the low thousands, because the American vote, there is no national election.
Right.
It's all a combination of state elections. So to assume that your one vote is going to change the outcome of an election is, it's not mathematical. You're not looking at the situation from a mathematical standpoint. You should vote for whomever is the closest to whatever it is that you believe. Because at the very least, then you'll give an opportunity for third parties to have a chance in this nation. What you're voting for is opportunity in the political process. Because don't believe for a second that your vote's going to matter. Let me tell you one more way. In 2008, in New Hampshire, there were 60,000 vote differences between McCain and Obama. It doesn't matter whether I voted for McCain or for Obama. If I picked my vote up and I moved it to the other side, or even if I voted for the Libertarian candidate, if I moved my vote, it still wouldn't matter. The outcomes would always be the same, even if I picked up my one vote and moved it to a different column, because it doesn't matter. That's my lesson in civics for you today.
The closest presidential election, as far as one swing state coming into play, the closest election in U.S. history was the 2000 election, where Florida was decided by 537 votes.
See, 100 votes wouldn't have made a difference, and that was close.
There were seven people, not named Ralph Nader, that had more than 537 votes. But yet, Ralph Nader is the only one that is blamed for
costing
Al Gore the election.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to claim that he cost Al Gore the election.
Even with Florida going the way it did, with 537 votes separating George Bush and Al Gore. Had Al Gore won his home state of Tennessee, he would have been president. Al Gore lost Al Gore the election in 2000.
Adam, Michigan,
yeah.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just want to bet the...
Adam? Sounds like Adam went into a bad cell.
I think he's got a bad cell.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Yep,
okay.
I just wanted to address the issue with the third-party vote.
Go right ahead.
Yes?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I understand your arguments, and I understand the third-party arguments about trying to give the third party the chance. But I think the bigger argument is saving this republic, okay? And I think if you look at the debt, and if you look at...
This country's been in empire mode
lost Adam there.
Since Thomas Jefferson was the president. You know, we're a republic in name only.
Well, I don't know that
matters. It's an empire, and one election will not save or destroy the American empire.
I don't care. You can root for whomever you want, but I just done the math, and this is, you know, sadly, maybe Adam didn't hear me do the math, but the fact is that your vote isn't going to matter. If you think that Romney is better than Obama, that's fine, and if you want to vote for him over Obama, that's fine, but don't believe for a second that your vote matters. Your vote isn't going to change the outcome. You could stay home, and the outcome will be the same. Let's go to Dave in Keene. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm happy to be in Keene, where we have Free Talk Live on two different stations. We're probably the only town that does.
What of a handful?
Oh,
might be. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay. I was going to challenge you on that because you have that flamethrower microphone, and you're saying your voice doesn't count, but you're not saying it to one person. You may be saying that to multitudes of people, and therefore those multitudes add up, don't they?
Sure, but I mean, I'm saying them to, I'm on Democrat, I'm on conservative and progressive stations alike. So, therefore, the people, if I'm knocking people out of the voting public, and maybe I am, I don't know, I'm knocking people out from the libertarian side, the Republican side, the Democrat side, all over. I'm for people going and voting their conscience if that's what they want to do, but I just don't want them to believe that they actually play some integral role in this big battle between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, because they don't.
My one vote, where I go into the ballot booth and I get the ballot and I fill in the little write-in circle and then I write the letters NOTA, meaning none of the above. I don't want any of these people that are on the ballot. Me writing in NOTA will not change the outcome of any election. Now, if 10 million people do that, it still will not change the outcome of the election. Just because NOTA will never win an election in the U.S., just because the way everything is written, a human candidate must win.
So none of the above is what you're
saying. None of the above will never win an election.
Well, most people don't vote.
Even if none of the above gets the most ballots cast for it, none of the above, they're not going to leave something vacant. And I know that, but I'm doing this as dissent. It's voicing my dissent by writing in NOTA.
Dave?
I'm writing in Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Oh, God.
If you can spell that properly, then they may count it.
I don't have any problem with people going to the polls and voting. I don't think that it's any big deal. What my concern is if you don't vote for Mitt Romney, we will be thrown into 4 years to an eternity of darkness. It makes my brain flip. 855-450 free. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to talk about. We've been talking about voting tonight and third parties and that kind of thing. 855-450-3733. But you can call in and talk about anything you want. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
We'll tell you about itbitinstant.com. If you're looking for bitcoins, and if you need to find out what bitcoins are, go to weusecoins.org. It'll tell you a little bit about them, quite a bit about them. But BitInstant.com is the place to go to get Bitcoins. You know, you can get a wallet for free from WeUseCoins.org, and you can send and receive money for free with Bitcoins, but you can't get Bitcoins for free because Bitcoins are an internet currency, and currency has costs. Not going to change, you know, dollars for pesos for free. Nobody's going to give you any pesos for free. Pesos, perhaps, but not pesos. BitInstant.com, where you can send and you can get some bitcoins. More than 700. Well, actually, there's more than a million locations now in like 30 countries around the world that you can do this. And of course, the United States is one of them. BitInstant.com. Daryl, we're going to go back to the phones. Everybody wants to talk about voting. It's that time of the year, you know, or that time of the term. What is this? Quadrennial?
Quadrennial, yes.
It's that time of the quadrennial. It's not really, it's not snappy like a song, though.
No.
It's looking to be a lot like the quadrennial. Okay. Ed in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Hey.
Hey, the Stalin quote says it all to me, is you know, those who cast the vote decide nothing, those who count decide everything.
That's about the truth.
Yeah, and also, are y'all aware of this range voting or instant runoff?
I'm aware of instant runoff voting.
Instant runoff and range voting are two totally different things.
Yeah, he was saying that.
I'm aware of both of them.
What's the knock? Hey, Daryl, why from what I read, that the instant runoff is not as good as rain. Do you agree with that? And why is that when you get to choose? To me, it's kind of, maybe you can explain it a little bit.
Okay. What range, let me first explain range voting.
You're going to need to, because I don't know what it is.
Range voting allows you to put a numerical number next to every candidate on the ballot.
Okay.
So let's just say in New Hampshire there's three candidates. Let's just say that there's four. Because Jill Stein barely missed getting on the ballot here in New Hampshire.
All right. So let's just say
there's Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney. And Mark, you've said that you like Gary Johnson.
I do.
So in range voting, they let you put anywhere between a 0 to a 99.
Okay.
So you would probably give Johnson a 99?
Johnson gets a 99.
Okay. Then whoever's next on the list could get any number. It could even be two people that are tied at 99.
Okay.
So let's just say that.
Let me just give them to you. I'll take Romney at 51, Obama at 49, and I don't know who Stein is, so I'm going to put her at a 1.
Okay. So what they would do then is there's obviously a numerical number showing where you rank these candidates.
Yeah.
They compile all of those numbers, and whichever candidate winds up getting the largest number
wins.
Wins. Yeah.
Okay.
Clap-o-meter vote.
Right. It's very similar to
That's range voting. Hold on just a second, Ed. We got to now explain the instant runoff.
Well, let me first explain approval voting, which is it's the much simpler version of range voting.
Okay.
Vote for everybody that you find acceptable.
Okay.
Which is something.
Give them one.
Well, it's.
Yeah, check.
Fill out the little circle, which is something that New Hampshire tried to pass a couple of years ago and was unsuccessful at.
All right.
So that's, the simpler version of range is approval.
Okay.
And then there's instant runoff voting
where you rank
them 1, 2, 3, 4.
So I vote Gary Johnson 1. I vote, what did I say, Romney 2. Obama 3, and then Stein, whoever she might be, 4.
Right.
Okay.
And since you don't know who Stein is, you don't actually have to give her a number. You don't have to put her as 4.
Okay.
So let's just say that, all the ballots are counted. And let's, for the sake of this example, let's say that you voted Stein 1.
Okay.
And you didn't put anybody 2, 3, or 4.
Okay.
Jill Stein finishes last in the initial count.
Okay.
Then had you had somebody number 2, then your ballot would have gone to whoever your number 2 vote was. But in this example, you didn't have anybody, so therefore that ballot gets completely tossed.
Okay.
So you voted technically, in the eyes of the wasted vote, because your ballot didn't carry over, wasted vote.
Got it.
But it doesn't allow you to say, I really like this guy, I don't like this guy as much, but he's still my second choice. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Got it. Ed?
But to me, that's the instant runoff voting is similar to the range, isn't it? Because you just got this thing you're going to mark which one you like.
It's
and
similar.
And then I thought they counted them all up. Whoever didn't get over 50%, then they go to the second most chosen, right?
Right.
It's pretty don't need to.
Instant runoff is definitely better than what we have.
I think anything's better than what we've got where this one, you get one vote for one candidate.
Hey, Ed, if you want to know more about what I think on instant runoff voting and other voting methods, pick up a copy of Duopoly. I explain several different types of voting methods in there.
So that's at Amazon.com?
Yes, or any major bookstore.
Any other thoughts, Ed?
Yeah, and another thing, like y'all were saying, the voting, what does it say when an economist sees another economist, they're embarrassed, like, what are you doing here?
because they understand. They understand the numbers?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, at a voting booth? Yeah, I get you.
Thanks, Ed.
855-450-3733. And you authored the book Duopoly.
Yes.
And people can get it through shop.freetalklive.com. If you do all your Amazon shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, it helps Free Talk Live. We are an independent program, unlike most of the commercial talk radio out there. We attempt to bring a different message, and You know, if you appreciate that message, shop.freetalk. If you don't, if you just appreciate somebody bringing a different message, go through shop.freetalklive.com to do your shopping at Amazon and whatever online retailers we have there. Let's go to Don in South Carolina. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, my friends. Live free or die.
How are you?
I used to live up in that neck of the woods. Now, I think everybody should vote on Monday.
On one day?
I don't see the early voting. I can understand with the military, cut them some slack. They're on another timeline. They're overseas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have a registered military voting booth there.
Okay.
And this early voting, I don't care for it. I don't think it's right. And I also don't believe in the Electoral College anymore. I think we should go, well, we never were back to the popular vote. That never was a part of it. But I think it's time that we did change that part of the Constitution.
Are you a Democrat?
Or whatever you call it, to go back to a popular vote.
Are you a Democrat?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because the chances are pretty good.
I was a member in the Green Party.
What's that? You're once a Green Party?
I was once, but you can't get a candidate. And, you know, I'm not going to. I voted for Ralph Nader more than once.
Okay.
All right, but you can't get a standard candidate. Anybody who's going to go in there, that's a third party candidate. Look what happened. You were talking earlier. You brought up Ross Perot. All right. He came in as an independent. I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Reform Party or something.
And that swayed the election. He got, what, maybe one?
That actually did not sway the election, but that's the popular myth.
Some say.
So, but what I'm saying is, or the point I'm trying to make is, I think we all vote on one day, and I think the more you mess with the vote, the more riffraff that goes along with it.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the complaints, Don, I appreciate the call, is that when you do this voting over several days, like I know they used to do this in Florida, is that, you know, who's counting these votes? Who's watching these votes? How do we know these are the votes? And you don't. 855-450-FREE.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's
what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Kicking off the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
If you want to support Free Talk Live, three ways to do it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp the program. That's our little Mouseketeer Club. You've got some benefits that you'll get, and you'll be supporting Free Talk Live in the process. And we only use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Secondly, when you do your online shopping, go through shop.freetalklive.com. We get a little spiff. You get the same prices, the same service you'd normally get when you shop Amazon and whatever the other retailers are over there. Shop.freetalklive.com. And thirdly, share episodes. We give them away for free. Share the episodes of Free Talk Live on your Facebook and Twitter. That way we can spread the show farther and wider. It's just go to freetalklive.com. You can get the last seven shows there. And after that, it's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Linda in South Carolina. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Mark and Daryl. I'm not familiar with you, but hi, honey.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
Well, honey, a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother.
Oh, my.
And I'm greatly distressed because I only learned in this period of time, and I would say within the last few months, that the vote count isn't done in our United States. It's done by a company hired that's Spanish. I'm not even sure I'm even giving you correct information, but I know you'll know, Daryl.
Well, I know that my vote here in New Hampshire is counted here in New Hampshire because it's a paper ballot. It makes absolutely no sense to attempt to send those to Spain. I think what you're referring to is there's a Spanish company, I forget the name of it, but they own some shares in the Diebold Corporation, which is the company that does the electronic voting machines.
So I'm asking you, shouldn't we be distressed that it's my ideation?
I'm more distressed by the fact that places use electronic voting machines without paper trails.
I so agree, but I'm...
No, it makes no difference.
Computer, though I have one, but yes, I do agree, but it's a very foreboding feeling to me, and though I want every human being that has a right to be in our country or any place to have the right to vote, I often wonder if we would avoid some of the corruption if we had vehicles with initials INS parked prior to entering an area that's a voting poll, as well as the entrance and exit. But I don't know if that's legal.
I'm scaring folks off.
Anyone coming to our country. I am against people coming to our country and voting because they're doing it ignorantly.
I wonder how many times that happens. You know, I would think, I would guess that most people who are here, you know, against, you know, they're undocumented and that kind of thing, are trying to stay away from any kind of extra governmental apparatus as possible. I suppose it's possible, but again, I would think that they would be such a small percentage that they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't matter.
I don't see that as a problem. I'm more concerned with the fact that there are computers that count the votes instead of, you know, paper ballots.
But I think only citizens should be able to cast ballots, and,
so
you know, whatever
Brad,
that takes.
Do you realize I listen to a great deal of talk radio, and until this program, no one else talks about the foreboding feeling of machine over man.
They really don't?
No.
May I also go back into time and speak with you, Mark? I have just been agonizing over my last call. And we were basically talking about death panels, but I was so upset because I've lost so many people, honey, even my, one of my grandchildren, and what I was trying to say and wasn't coherent is that it's one thing if we're making a call, whether an old woman such as myself lives, I would give up my life for your children. But my point was, you would give up your life for yours, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
You're just phenomenal. Through the time I've listened to you as a dad, I wish I could be a kid and have you as a father. But that's what concerns me, that it isn't going to stop where they weigh. Is someone polluting their body so they don't deserve an organ such as someone who isn't? Or is someone old as opposed to someone young? And I just was so overwhelmed, I could not convey what I wanted to do with that topic.
It's absolutely true, Linda. There's no doubt about it that if you give the government the power of, you know, medicine, that finally the United States government, the most powerful government on the planet, is the last link to fall down on this socialized medicine thing, that at that point government decides who lives and who dies, and it is a scary prospect. I do thank you for the call. Let's get to Amanda in New Hampshire. Amanda, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Amanda.
From Shire Sharing. So I went to visit a demo tonight, and something crazy happened that I wanted to tell you guys about.
This is a demo. Freeman, our former Tuesday night host, who is currently in jail. The 2 months he was sentenced for recording a conversation with a police officer and a principal as when he called and asked for comment. It was crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, some point is journalism wiretapping. So I brought my six-year-old daughter because I thought maybe it'd be a fun educational activity, you know. And there are a lot of interesting parallels between prison and public school, it turns out. They have bologna sandwiches Monday through Thursday for lunch.
Oh, my.
The prison or the school?
The prison, yeah. But I make her peanut butter and jelly every day for lunch. So it's kind of, you know, it didn't occur to me how boring her lunch probably is, having the same thing every day. But so what I wanted to tell you about was, so we went in, we checked in, gave ID, blah, blah, blah. I'm chatting with this correctional officer. He seemed nice. He was smiley. They were all pretty smiley and made jokes. And laughed.
We only got two minutes here, Amanda.
Okay. I try to be nice to cops. And then I'm talking to a demo, and one of the guys that I spoke to walked behind me, and he said, and maybe I should wait to tell you guys about this. I don't know, because he's getting out soon. But he pointed at that guy, and he says, hey, that guy, you know what he does to us? He said that guy says, I could kick your bleepity bleep and no one would care. Like, this guy regularly threatens the lives and the safety of the inmates for no reason. Like, they're minding their own business. He just says these things to them. And it struck me that he's like, that's what a psychopath is. It's someone who can stand on one side of a wall and be all smiley and friendly and make jokes, and on the other side of the wall be threatening people. I don't know. What do you think?
Yep.
That's exactly what a psychopath is.
You know, I mean, if one wanted to be psychopathic and wanted to dominate other individuals, a place to go to work would be a jail. And most people wouldn't care. And that's what it comes down to, and it's sad. I mean, you know, do you really want to take bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them badly, and then give them the expectation that you want them to get out and act good? I mean, does that make any sense? Amanda, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3... What am I giving the number out? Julie in South Carolina. Julie.
Hello.
Hey.
I recognize Linda. I've listened to her because she's called in local stations here.
Mm-hmm.
There really is something to worry about as far as voting. They are being overseas. I mean, the military votes did not get counted last year. They threw them out because they said they delayed getting them to them, so they didn't get in time. That's because they delayed them. So I'm really concerned about that. So the overseas votes, military votes, they are being sent to a Spanish company. I think it's Torres.
Well, if it's on the internet, if it's being counted in the interwebs, and the company is, it might be somewhat Spanish owned, but is it really being counted in Spain?
Well, they have control over it, so that leaves an area for fraud, which there's so much going on anyway.
Well, there's plenty of fraud going on in the United States for elections.
In a Democrat convention, there is.
Oh, the Republicans don't cheat at all.
Both parties.
Did you watch the Republican convention?
Don't.
Did you see how they disallowed the Ron Paul delegates from being counted?
That was ridiculous. They didn't disallow us.
They did.
They were saying that this is the most important election we have.
I've heard that same thing every election my entire life. This is the most important.
Wait a second, Julie. That didn't address whether or not the delegates from Maine got seated or not.
Okay.
And the delegates from Nevada and Louisiana.
The cheating was going on, Julie. As long as you understand that you're picking the crap sandwich with less crap on it, then you can understand the voting process.
Okay, well, y'all haven't researched your... Really, you haven't, because I do respect to the other callers. I hear you just kind of cut them off, and you don't really talk to them.
I've done more research on ballot access.
Let her finish it up.
Did go in the White House, and he treated him better than he did the fellow from Israel. He has no respect for anyone.
Thanks for the call. That's Free Talk Live for the evening. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Check us out at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.